Now they weren't all born. Some of them were born yours. I think her brothers was born over there. I think she was born here. But her brothers were born out. And my dad, her daddy is buried in the kill. My grandpa owned the first home. My grandpa is buried in the kill. And he was a contractor. He put the roof on the custom house in y'all, and that was quite an undertaking.
This is your grandpa on your mother's side?
Mother's side, yeah. He was a contractor, and he built it. The custom house in y'all was quite a construction because it was built on unused. Instead of being built on pine, it was built on cotton bale.
Uh-huh.
See, y'all was all marsh. It's still there, that building. Custom house. It's on Canal Street. It's a big building. But it's still there, doing good.
So, he was a...
he was a contractor, my her grandpa.
And he lived in New Orleans?
He lived in New Orleans. But he moved to the kill whenever she... he came over there, retired. When he retired from the contract, uh-huh. He came to the kill to live with her, And he's buried in the kill. They was in the business. Operated the sawmill business and turpentine business together. And they had turpentine. They was pretty big in the turpentine business. They had turpentine store over some in Alabama and some in Louisiana and some in Mississippi. They had turpentine business, was different places. And they all buried in the Bayou Coco Cemetery and they killed right side by side, right today. Tombs apart, side by side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the cemetery.
And, let's see, your mother was just, when your father met her, she was living with her father.
She was living in New Orleans, yeah.
Uh-huh. And,
he was a contractor, her father. Builder,
What about her education?
I don't think she goes about the eighth grade, my mother, huh? I don't think she goes about the eighth grade. I'm not sure, but I think she went to private school. I don't think she finished high school. In those days, they had the convents in y'all were pretty prevalent, taught by the nuns,
Uh-huh.
And I don't think she finished grammar school. High school. I'm pretty sure she finished grammar school. I'm not sure about the high school.
Okay.
I know she went to school to convent. I know that. Convent. In fact, my sisters went to school to convent. A lot of Catholic people saying, like my brothers went to school to St. Sam Law, too. I got two brothers. Went to school as boarders, And my sisters went to New Orleans to the Sisters of Mount Carmel, which is a convent, to go through high school.
Uh-huh.
It's quite a, the Catholic schools in New Orleans, there are almost as many in the Catholic school as, I think, around 75 or 80,000 in Catholic school, and maybe 90,000 or 85,000 in public school. It's almost half,
really?
Private school. Mm-hmm. Big institutions, big. La Jolla University is all Catholic. Tulane is private,
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And Dominican College is run by the nuns,
Tulane was, that's not Methodist, is it?
Mm-hmm. So that's non-denominational.
Yeah.
They're side by side, They bought their land from La Jolla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell me a little about Hancock County, about your earliest remembrances of this county?
Well, as I said, it was a county of people that came here, mostly a French element that settled this county. And of course we had others that came, these came here by water, by boats to the Gulf and to New Orleans. But we did have in the northern part of the county people that came from North Carolina and South Carolina migrated here to follow the timber work,